Under Illinois' new cannabis legalization law, thousands of people will see their criminal records cleared of some pot convictions and arrests. And the state will do this for them. They won't need to fill out any paperwork or get a lawyer. But as Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports, not everyone with a cannabis conviction will get an automatic clean slate.
Imagine a large jam jar full of weed. That's about an ounce of pot. Under the state's new legalization law, people arrested and convicted of crimes involving roughly an ounce of weed or less will have their criminal records wiped clean in the coming years. But the law leaves out people caught with more than that. People like Matt, a Central Illinois resident. We're not using Matt's last name to protect his family's privacy. When Matt was in his early 20s, he purchased about a pound of weed with his friends.
Obviously, you buy it in a little bit bigger amounts, you save money. I mean, it's just business.
After the drug dealer dropped it off, cops stormed his apartment.
They showed up with about 10, 15 guys wearing masks, assault rifles. Yeah, it's kind of terrifying.
Matt gets emotional when he remembers that time in his life. He spent about 2.5 years on probation, and his conviction still haunts him today. Matt is now a father in his early 30s. He says he's been denied jobs because of his record, and he can't get federal student aid. And then there's the stigma of being labeled a felon.
It's embarrassing. I've had to hide it from my family for a number of years. They always wondered, well, why is Matt not going back to college? Why is Matt not getting a better job?
Matt is one of more than 30,000 people in Illinois convicted of a Class 3 cannabis felony, according to state data.
These stories are so common by the thousands.
That's State Representative Carol Ammons, a Champaign Democrat.
People are trying to get on with their lives, but these records are holding them back.
To be clear, Matt can petition to get his record expunged on his own. But he says,
I honestly don't even know where to start.
Expungement is a complex legal process. It can also be expensive. Ammon says most people don't know how to navigate it on their own.
Over time, we're going to see that we need to do more to make it easier for people to get these records cleared.
But Ed Wojcicki doesn't see the need. Wojcicki is the executive director of the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police. He says local law enforcement agencies are already overburdened as it is, poring over arrest records, trying to find every case that may be eligible for expungement under the new law.
It's going to be a tall order to actually be able to accomplish what the legislation requires us to accomplish. And it's not because they don't want to do it. It's just because the task of that is monumental.
Wojcicki also questions the need to expunge these records at all. He says criminal histories are valuable information.
I think it's important to employers. It's important to society. It's just helpful to know that this is part of a person's history.
But Matt says his cannabis conviction has prevented him from contributing more to society and financially supporting his family. He believes he deserves a chance to move beyond that part of his history.
I want to be able to provide for my family, and I want to be able to help my family. You know, I've been held back for f***ing ever.
Matt has reached out to legal aid organizations, and he hopes to get this off his record soon. But he still wishes it were easier. Matt thinks the state should do more to help the thousands of people like him. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.
You can find more coverage examining the effects of cannabis legalization in Illinois online at illinoisnewsroom.org.